Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, it's Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters today in Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities. Boy, the world has changed. I know we were doing the show on Wednesday when all the stuff in San Bernardino was breaking and following what was happening there, and we could kind of see the writing on the wall with the un-Americans, as Mark puts it, leftist gun grabbers. We're already talking about more gun control, and those of us were kind of in the know. You know, it looks like a terrorist attack, smells like a terrorist attack. Is it a terrorist attack? Well, looks like the FBI has come out today and confirmed that. We'll see if our president actually acknowledges it yet or not, or will it still be something workplace-related, like the Fort Hood shooting? So, anyway, it's maddening for those of us that are law-abiding, people who want to take control of our own defense. And we've got an action-packed show today. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But, you know, talk about, as we come into this holiday season, I mean, people are going to malls. They're going to Christmas parties. Preventing things like that from happening, can you prevent it? No. But can you be aware of it? Can you put yourself in a situation to get out of it or to avoid it? And that's a big thing for me. Being aware of what's going on, keeping you and your family safe is one of the most important things. So with me in studio, Peter Johnson, Archway Defense. Welcome, Peter. Great to have you with us again.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Of course, your credentials, former Air Force and Federal Air Marshal for many years.
Many years, yep. And started Archway Defense to help corporations, faith-based organizations, and citizens take charge of their own personal defense.
So it's interesting as we watch this story unfold on Wednesday,
yep.
And you know, speculations, and it's so fluid in the beginning of what's going on, and you're going to see stuff, speculations all the way around. And I tried to give the facts and kind of stay away from where it is because I know the number of dead gets adjusted a lot, the number of injured, the number of attackers was at 1.3, it was 1 to 3 people. You know, all these things going along, but it just smelled fishy when you have more than one attacker.
Without a doubt.
That this wasn't going to be workplace or domestic spillover.
Yeah, the first sign that this was something different was obviously multiple attackers. That's a rarity by itself, even with any mass killing. To have multiple attackers, but then to have the dabbling of workplace violence start brewing up through social media and commentators alike, it didn't make sense because the initial report said the attackers were wearing masks. That's I can't find a workplace violence incident where you had multiple attackers and they were wearing masks, simply because if you're conducting workplace violence, you want people to know it's you.
Right. And so we knew kind of a lot of people looking at it, speculating, you know, the president comes out, you know, just hedging his bets, swinging way wide of even using the word terrorism. Very clear now, and on Fox News today, Pledge of Allegiance to ISIS, female shooter posted on her oath to terror chieftain before massacre. So, obviously, terror-related.
Beyond terror-related. This is the Inspire model of radical jihad.
And we've talked about that in the past.
Correct.
Of what, again, explain that briefly, what the Inspire magazine is and what kind of they're looking at now.
Yep. So the Inspire model, and this comes out of Inspire magazine for Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula or Al-Shabaab al-Jihad. The Inspire model is individuals should stay in their own countries and inspire to conduct jihad within their own borders. They shouldn't come out to training camps because they'll get flagged by the intel community and everything else. So the Inspire model is sit at home, read our magazines, look at the propaganda on YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. But don't come to our training camps because we don't want you to get flagged. We want you to have a successful attack. So that's one style, the Inspire model. The other one would be a terror cell like 9/11,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of command and control, money financed, plots were developed outside of the country, etc. Fighters were brought in. So we have two threats from Islamic terrorism. It's the Inspire model and it is the terror cell model. So this would be, from everything we can tell right now, this would be an Inspire model.
Right. And so as we look at this, this is the time of year. People are going to malls, lots of shopping. There's the holiday parties, Christmas parties, company gatherings, lots of things happening, lots of people coming together in concentrated areas. They're going to Christmas concerts. A lot of big churches have Christmas programs. There's so many things going on where there's a concentration of people. So with that in mind, for those of us that choose to take our personal safety and our personal defense of ourselves and our families seriously, you know, we don't want to live in a cave. We don't want to be paranoid.
No.
But we need to be aware of what's going on. And how do we help recognize, mitigate, and, you know, protect ourselves through these types of situations? Because this started at basically a Christmas party, a holiday party.
And a large convention center, right? And we don't want to forget there was, I believe numbers, tens of thousands of disabled or vulnerable adults mm-hmm. that go to this facility every day. This is not a small building.
Right.
It's a massive complex. So the probability is anybody who's listening who does take security and their own personal defense seriously, and I hope you do because you're listening, you're probably going to be behind the power curve. You're going to be reacting to an active threat, whether that's workplace violence or, in this case, terrorism. You're going to have to react to it. And the reaction is when you see that baseline, we've talked about this in the past, when you see that baseline change, it's time to start paying attention. It's time to start saying, okay, what changed about this baseline? Again, this is very initial reports, but there was a baseline behavior change at the party from everything we understand. Possibly an argument. This will all come out in the wash, right? We'll mm-hmm. find out what happened in the investigation. But always saying, okay, what is the baseline behavior, and is it appropriate for the time, place, and manner of where we are?
Yeah, and as you're being aware of those things and going out, it doesn't mean we're being, as I mentioned before, paranoid about stuff. You just have to watch that baseline and then react accordingly.
Correct. Paranoid is a boogeyman's behind every corner, behind every trash can, right, etc. Being aware of your surroundings and simply saying, what is the baseline? That's saying, I want to know what's going on around me. That's not thinking there's a boogeyman everywhere.
Yeah. I use an analogy. My daughter went to a movie the other day, and my wife had seen this guy kind of outside the theater. Dropped them off, they went in. She's like, you know, something seems a little sketchy here. You know, going to a Hunger Games film to see this, you know, 50, 60-year-old guy kind of hanging out. And then my daughter and her friends bought their tickets, went in, and then he got a ticket and went in and actually ends up sitting down in the same row with them. Now, there's a few people that I get a text from her saying, hey, there's some, that guy mom was talking about is here. And I said, can you move back? If you're concerned, I said, you can go get the theater people, want you to be aware, you know, or move back two rows. Can you sit behind him?
Yep.
You know, and some of these things. I ended up going up to the theater.
Oh.
Drove up to the theater that night, talked to the manager. They went in, checked things out. You know, everything was kind of cool. But it's about teaching my daughter to be aware. You don't have to be afraid.
Correct.
But you need to be aware. And just seeing something that seems a little out of the baseline.
Yep.
And I said, you know.
And this ultimately comes down to the point when we as a country and we as people who believe in the intrinsic value of human life and the ability to self-defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to stand up and say, is it someone else's job all the time? And obviously it's not. The cops can only get there so quick. There's only so many of them. And that is not to rip on law enforcement. I think they've been beaten up enough in the past year.
Oh, yeah.
Cops will get
there. Well, you're former law enforcement as well.
Cops will get there as quick as they can, as quickly as they can. We have fantastic cops, both local and federal, that will rush to help in any way they possibly can. That being said, we have to be part of the solution. Individuals need to take charge of their own personal protection to assist law enforcement instead of just pointing to someone else and saying it's their job. Well, I don't want to fuss. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to point this out. I don't want to cause a scene. It's not about causing a scene. You can professionally say, hey, there's a backpack up against that pillar. It hasn't been moved for 15, 20 minutes, no one's touched it. Can we tell somebody and just keep people away from it a little bit?
Yeah, well, we're going to see a lot of this stuff because I saw a story, and I hate to throw things out too much without checking all the sources yet, but that somebody had seen that there were multiple Muslim men and women coming from this house, and the guy was like, you know, I don't want to be the dude that, you know, is profiling and didn't say anything. Would that have stopped this? Maybe, maybe not, but You need to be aware. And if you see something,
you have to say something. You ultimately, if there's something there that has put the hairs on the back of your head up, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen something that doesn't sit right, even if you can't articulate it, start mulling that over and saying, why does this make me feel the way it does? It's part of your DNA is to actually see danger coming.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a bear, right? Bears coming after you. Most people don't need to be trained to say, hey, there's a bear trying to eat me right now.
Yeah.
The hairs on the back of your head stick up and you're like, I need to do something different right now. Yeah. If you see something during or encounter a situation that you start having those hairs stick up, you have to take charge of it. Whether that might be just simply getting your family out. Because if you have kids there, your responsibility before anything else is to protect those kids.
Absolutely. And again, it's, you know, talking with my family and training, just like the incident with my daughter, you know, be aware. You know, 99.9% of the time, probably not a big deal to movie theater, but you need to be aware. And you take those steps. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters today from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in the Twin Cities. Peter Johns with Archway Defense is joining me here in studio. Hang tight. More coming up after the break.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I'm Lee Michaels, sitting in for Mark Walters today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, which have moved to a relatively mild Twin Cities today. So thank you for joining us as we fill your prescription for freedom. USCCAOnAir.com is the website you want to go to. You know, part of being a responsible gun owner, taking your personal protection of yourself and your family seriously, is having that protection yourself. If you are ever forced to use your weapon to defend yourself, you need to be a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They got so many great things and available for you. Plus, the magazine is worth it on its own. And right now, you've got a little bit of time left to register to win the Carr MK9 Elite, beautiful looking handgun. Plus, one grand prize winner also qualified to win that free ammo for life. That'd be kind of nice to have. in the background, which brings us to, you know, somebody would then complain, well, you don't need that many bullets. And we saw the stories within San Bernardino of how much ammunition this couple had. And part of me, that you go 1,600 rounds of, they had, I think, 1,400 rounds of .223 and 1,600 rounds or another couple hundred rounds of 9mm. And you go, if you do the math on that, if they got 30-round mags, that really isn't, it's a lot, but it's really not a lot in the grand scheme of things.
It's a lot of ammo, but we would go through that in a day of training.
Yeah.
But cops go through that. Military goes through that in a day of training.
And nothing. I mean, it's nothing for any of us who are out training to go through a couple hundred rounds.
The difference is none of our guns have ever been purchased with the intent of turning them on unarmed, innocent civilians.
Absolutely.
Period.
Right. And that's Peter Johnson with Archway Defense joining me here in studio. And talking about how this time of year, as we get, you know, group gatherings, and we're going to see more of this Inspire model type of thing happening, where they're looking for individuals, homegrown, radicalized Islamic terrorists, which is what it is.
Absolutely.
To wreak havoc and look for unarmed, defenseless people to do the maximum damage. And we've seen some stories now of local sheriffs and police chiefs that are calling for, if you are a law-abiding, licensed firearm owner and can carry a firearm legally, please do so.
Absolutely. They're coming out. Quite a few came out. If you're following us on social media, archwaydefense.com or Archway on Facebook, I'm sure Armed American Radio is putting out the same. I saw it from Mark the other day. One of the chiefs said, if you can legally carry and you're comfortable carrying and you're trained, please carry.
Yeah.
You're part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Absolutely. And that really is sort of the Israeli model.
Yeah, without a doubt. We were just, during the break, we were mentioning the Israeli knife attacks. It's been a very constant thing because in Palestine, it's very hard to buy a gun, right? Mm-hmm. So they ban guns in Palestine. Well, what happened? Well, they start using cars, bombs, rocks, and knives. Knife attacks are very common. The difference is they don't get mass killings out of them.
Right.
Generally, they get stabbed one, two, three, and then somebody is a block away, within a block. You have an armed citizen who's trained with that weapon, bringing directed violence on the radicalized jihadi who's trying to end up innocent people's lives. It works.
It does work. And so, again, those of us that do and take our personal defense seriously, and that's a decision you have to make. I mean, it's not for everybody, and sometimes that's a process. You might start with a blade. You might start with an OC and move on to a firearm.
Correct. Yeah, if you're not comfortable carrying a gun and you haven't trained with the seriousness of what comes with that, you don't have self-defense insurance, maybe it's a point where you say, I'm not to the point where I should carry a gun. If you're not there, go get training.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing better, because that is what you fall back on. We hear it over and over and over again, and it sounds cliche and it sounds redundant, but the more training you put in, the more muscle memory you have. And again, I go back to my story of armed carjacking and robbery at gunpoint, and those were some scenarios that I'd actually thought about of what would happen in a scenario like that. And some of that stuff comes back to you because you'd thought about that. Same thing with any scenario you put yourself into.
Correct. And the body can't go where the mind hasn't been. So if we're not training our mindset approach first, all the equipment on the planet won't do you any good. I can give somebody who's never been trained in anything, outfit them to be equivalent in gear, at least, to Delta Force, right?
Yep.
Hook them all up. Great gear, night vision, thermal, all this fun stuff. At the end of the day, if they don't know what they're doing, if they don't have the mindset for it, all they are is a person with a lot of expensive equipment.
Right. And do more harm than good.
Exactly.
If you don't know what you're doing. And that's one of those things when you get into these situations, when you watch these things unfold and with your family and how to protect yourself, that training is key. And I can't stress that enough. I mean, I've done some training with you, looking to do more. I've done a number of other training classes. I did the dynamic focus shooting class.
Yeah, one of Pincus's courses.
Rob Pincus's course with the guys down at Gander Mountain here. And, man, when you talk about the number of rounds you're putting down range in those combat focus shooting courses, it is intense.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And you definitely become familiar with, you know, they push you to what your limitations are, where you're comfortable or not, because you need to know where you're at through all that stuff.
Yeah, and the training aspect is important. I mean, we talked about mindset, talked about training. Don't look for one instructor or one training course, just one. There's no one magic person out there. Pincus does great work, right? Yep. But anybody who goes to Pincus, I would also encourage them to go with Costa, right?
Yeah.
Great. There are great trainers around the country. Go learn from more people than just one. I mean, SWAT teams. We train SWAT teams. SWAT teams don't just train with one group of trainers. They try to get different perspectives from all over the country. So open your own mind. This is part of the mindset stuff, right? Is there a better way? Is there a process improvement to our self-defense that we can look for instead of going to the instructor who says this is the only one way to self-defense?
Well, I know in some of the training classes I've done, the same thing. It's like this is one way that I was taught, and they'll go, okay, that's good. This is why we do it. Explain why we do it. Not that one is necessarily better than the other, but sometimes it's a different application. If it's for the way you guys trained in the military, where you trained with the air marshals, a little different than some of the training you might give to somebody who's on the street, because it's a different style, different threat,
absolutely,
different capability.
Different application. At the end of the day, it's you have to train towards an appropriate application. If you're a soccer mom, right, and you're picking the kids up, do you have to train to clear buildings and fast rope out of helicopters and all that other fun stuff? No, you need to train on how to get your concealed weapon out and put shots on target as accurately as you can.
Yeah,
right?
Because especially in some cases, you might be in a place where there's a lot of other kids around, and maybe the best choice is not to bring your firearm to play, because you're going to get your family out of there. You know, those are all things that you need to be thinking about, and all that comes with training and deciding and finding what you're comfortable with.
Yep. And that mindset. I mean, our motto is with training comes peace of mind, right? And
yeah.
The goal is to establish that peace of mind.
Awesome. We need to take another break. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels stepping in for Mark Walters today. You can follow me on Twitter at Lee Michaels Live. I'm on Facebook as well. Peter Johnson, Archway Defense on Twitter, Facebook. Just Google it. You'll find it. Lots of great stuff out there. And, of course, make sure you go to USCCAOnAir.com. See the latest gun. You could win this car, MK9 Elite, beautiful-looking gun. And make sure you have that legal protection for yourself. Become a member today. As we're back from the Crossbreed Holster Studios after this on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com. Download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Thanks for tuning in. It's Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters. On this Friday, it's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities, home of AM 1280 The Patriot, which is the home station for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and Armed American Radio's Monster Sunday show here in the Twin Cities. And again, you can follow me at Lee Michaels Live or find me on Facebook as well as we fill your prescription for freedom. Once again, the United States Concealed Carry Association, great stuff. Become a member. I've been a member for years now. I was actually one of their member profiles a couple years ago in the magazine. They came out to the studio here, shot some pictures in the studio. It was a lot of fun with that too. But usccaonair.com is the website right now. They give away more guns than just about anybody I know, and right now you've got a couple hours to take advantage of that Carr MK9 Elite. Plus, somebody's going to win the grand prize, which is free ammo for life. Never spend a dime on ammo again, it says. So, awesome thing to win. Also in studio with me is Peter Johnson from Archway Defense. You can find him on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all the social media pages and stuff like that. Now, the first half of the hour here, Peter, we've been talking a little bit about the threats, the model that this Inspire model that we see that was really what played out in San Bernardino.
Yep.
Talking about, you know, being aware of those threats, also, you know, being responsible as a citizen for taking care of your personal safety and some things like that. Training is an important part of that. Let's segue it a little bit. I think the last half of the hour, we're going to have a little bit of fun later on. We'll talk about our Christmas wish list and some cool gear type stuff. But leading up to that, we see the way these threats change. We saw in Israel where it's hard to get a gun. They go to knives and other things, explosive devices. And we hear this, the left clamoring for gun control. And anybody who has common sense knows that all that affects is law-abiding citizens. It doesn't affect the criminal. Drugs are outlawed. There's lots of things that are illegal.
Yeah, for the record, France has very strict gun control laws. How did that play out?
Right, and it still had guns, but there were explosives in the mix. We see explosives in San Bernardino, these booby traps and things that they do that get involved in. And so for those of us, you go, oh, there's a backpack sitting here, unattended. Do I need to be worried? Let's get some practical advice for people as they're going to a holiday party or they see a suspicious package. I mean, packages get left at doors and businesses all the time this time of year.
Yep.
What do you need to look for and what do you do?
So again, we don't want people live in fear. We want information, right? We don't thrive off fear. We thrive off information. So a pipe bomb, in the basic scheme of it, right there, the last attack had 5 pipe bombs, 12 at the property and 3 on or with them in the vehicle, from everything we can see right now. So a pipe bomb, the mass, the largest you can probably get in there is about 5 pounds of either high explosive or stuff that you build in your sink, right?
That they read and learn how to build on the Inspire magazine.
Yep, and the basic standoff distance for critical is 70 feet for a small pipe bomb. That's where if you're within that 70 feet range, there's a good chance that you're going to take shrapnel and you can ultimately die from that. Going up to a suicide bomber, if you're indoors, and these are all indoor distances, suicide bomber, you're at 110 feet. You want to be at bare minimum 110 feet away from anybody that's suspected of.
And depending on the size of the building, it's almost in a room, it's almost impossible to get 110
correct.
Feet away.
Exactly.
Unless you're maybe in a conference, a
mall,
convention center,
a movie
mall.
Theater, something like that. Briefcase, you're about 150 feet. And all these numbers, I'm not actually just pulling these out of the air, surprisingly. These are all coming from the ATF. They publish a bomb chart on what the safe mitigation distance is for inside a building, outside a building, et cetera.
Yeah. And you have explosive experience, too.
Yep, through military and law enforcement, and then even in the air marshals, obviously that's a concern for airline safety. So we're actually going to publish this bomb threat standoff chart on Archway Defense Facebook site. So if you haven't checked us out, we'll publish this right after the show. But it's a chart where you can actually see for this type of an explosion or explosive device or potential explosive device, how far away do I have to be? How far away do I have to keep my kids, et cetera?
So I don't want to be walking up and give it a nudge.
Yeah, yeah. That's generally the... please don't.
See something, say something, get away.
Exactly.
So practical advice for distances and how you address that.
Yeah, so it goes from a car to from 300 feet indoors, right, which is basically the entire building, depending on where you are. And this is a radius to all the way down to a pipe bomb, which you don't have to clear out if you're in a church. This morning I was at a church. We were doing a vulnerability assessment for them. Mm-hmm. Very large property, over 100,000 square feet. So if they have a backpack, which might have multiple pipe bombs, you don't have to clear out the entire 110,000 or 100,000 square feet. You have to protect a small area of it and get people away. So again, check out our website. We'll publish this, or our Facebook page, and we'll publish this so you can look at it.
So, and it's interesting because that is a threat that you will probably see emerging more.
Boston Marathon.
Exactly.
We've already seen it. I mean, they didn't use guns, from what I understand, right?
Right.
No guns used.
Until after the fact.
Exactly. The biggest issue was the pressure cookers with fireworks on the inside, basically fireworks explosives on the inside.
Yeah.
They're incredibly powerful. I haven't heard anybody call for a ban on Home Depot.
And again, it's...
a little levity.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about some other practical things that somebody today may or may not know to take away. I mean, as we're going to malls, as we're going to, you know, the Christmas parties, as we're going to Christmas concerts, whether it's at church, a play, you know, at a small theater... addressing yourself, because you get in this environment, we live in a 360-degree world, and it's tough to defend 360 all the time by yourself.
Very, you're going to lose that fight. If you have to fight 360 degrees, it's not going to be a good day. The goal is to put yourself in a position of advantage. Instead of fighting 360, could we put ourselves in a spot within the room where we have something secured to our back, right? Whether that's a secure wall with a leading out to an exit. Now, instead of 360, we're working from 180 degrees. I can work with 180.
Mm-hmm.
360 is very difficult by yourself. So when you're going out and about, whether it's a restaurant or a mall or et cetera, wherever it is, ask yourself, where is the position of advantage around me? If something happens right now, that doesn't mean you have to walk with your back to the wall everywhere you go.
Sliding along it.
Yeah. We'll pick you out of a crowd pretty quick.
You've just changed the baseline behavior, and you are now the idiot.
Yeah,
don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. But if something happens, what can we do? Where can we move? How can we get people out? How can we help protect innocent lives? And more importantly, if you have a gun, remember those law enforcement officers, they're going to get there as quick as they possibly can. We want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So we want to make sure that we're in a position to see those first responders so we can ground our gun and show them that we're part of the good guys.
Yep.
Now, obviously, you can still get cuffed. They can still throw you to the ground, all this other fun stuff, because they're responding to a possible terrorist attack or workplace violence. Be professional. Work with law enforcement. But put yourself in a position where you're not fighting 360 degrees. So the one takeaway, find a position of advantage.
It's the same thing. So you're in your car driving somewhere. You know, there's defensive driving skills. There are basic things of leaving distance.
Yep, leaving distance with the car in front of you. Whether you're doing, this is stuff that we pull from convoy ops, but it applies anywhere you go. Instead of coming up to a stoplight and bringing your bumper right up next to the other bumper in front of you, if something happens, you have no means to get away. So how about leaving a little bit of space so that you have an out, right?
Yep. And I, you know, in places where there's cold weather and ice, even more important, because for me, here in the frozen tundra of the Twin Cities, I get to that intersection, I've got a car length or two between me, and I'm watching that guy come up behind me, and all of a sudden he realizes he's not going to stop in time. I got some play. I can move forward and avoid getting rear-ended and just mess up my day.
The joys of living up
there. I know. Little things, that self-defense stuff that comes into handy that weren't even supposed to be for self-defense, and you still play it on a daily basis. So we got to take one more break. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters today from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities as we are filling your prescription for freedom. Standing up to those un-American gun grabbers. We're going to hear more and more of them calling for more guns off the street. Get them out of our hands. It's crazy, but it's true, and it's coming. So we're going to have a little bit of fun, too, in the final segment with Peter Johnson from Archway Defense here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Don't go anywhere.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Well, not exactly Mark Walters. Mark will be back on the big Monster Sunday show. And I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark today on this Friday. Great to have you joining as we are filling your prescription for freedom from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, which have moved here to the Twin Cities. And I don't even know how many Crossbreed holsters I've got. I got a couple different appendix. I got some outside, inside the waistband. A couple of different things I carry in those holsters. Fall asleep on the car, on the couch, drive it across the country in the car. Never think twice about it. Love them. Really, really love them. And I love the USCCA, too. Proud member. Hope you are, too. You got a couple hours left to get registered to win that CAR MK9 Elite. Beautiful gun. Plus, you're qualified then to win free ammo for life. USCCAonair.com is where you want to go. You can follow me on Twitter, Lee Michaels Live, on Facebook. And then Peter Johnson from Archway Defense with me. He's on all the social media stuff, too. Always have great conversations on how we can stay safe, be aware of what's going on. Have an intelligent conversation with those that have different viewpoints who want to take our guns away. And sometimes, Peter, you're going to get into a conversation and there's just no rational thought there. There's no common sense. You're not going to win that argument. You're better off walking away.
You're not talking about me right now, are you?
Of course not.
Thank you. Yeah, we were saying on the break, there even during World War II, there are people that opposed us fighting the Nazis.
Yeah.
What would happen if we listened to them? Yeah. What would happen if we didn't have soldiers storm Normandy?
Yeah.
Think about how different the world would be. Thank God we don't listen to the overly pacifist side of the community.
And those that think the Second Amendment, and if you're going to get away, you know, disregard the Second Amendment, then you might as well throw the rest of the Constitution out, because the Second Amendment is what protects our First Amendment.
I was reading up on the forefathers, and at no time when they were drafting it did they say, hey, if this ever gets inconvenient, throw out this document.
No. And at no time, their purpose was to defend against tyranny. It wasn't because they wanted to go hunt rabbits and squirrels. Yeah. Anyway, we don't need to go down that rabbit trail right now, but I get myself worked up with those who want to come after our the freedoms of the Constitution. Anyway, Christmas time.
Christmas.
It is a wonderful time of the year. A lot of deals. I mean, we saw Black Friday set a record for number of FBI background checks.
For guns.
For guns.
Enough guns to create another branch of the military.
That's amazing.
I'm fully supportive.
And I think most of us probably have a Christmas wish list. What's on the top of your Christmas wish list?
Well, here? For guns or gear?
Either one. Okay. One of each.
So for guns, I have really started liking the IWI Tavor. Bullpup 5.56. They also make a 9mm, but I'm looking for a 5.56. Probably FDE because it's tactical, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just a brilliant
bullpup.
That is
a cool looking gun.
It is.
I've never
shot
a bullpup.
We should go out and shoot.
Well, I'd love to do that.
So if any of your listeners have me on their Christmas list,
FDE Tavor. Secret Santa.
Yeah, Secret Santa. Just throw it in the stocking. We're good.
That's a good gun.
And then gear. I have FDE also. The Viridian X5L light laser combo. Green laser, brighter than red laser. Huge fan of them.
I have the Viridian green laser on my shield. It is bright. It is awesome.
It is amazing how bright those green lasers
yeah,
are.
Yeah, for the shield, they don't make it with the light green laser combo yet, I think.
It's too small.
Yeah.
Right now, because the shield's
so thin.
Yeah, pretty
thin. It's thin. For the full size, the light laser would be a cool combo. And I'm just flat out looking for an AR.
Yeah, a good AR.
For Christmas, yeah. So
we might know somebody.
So if you here at the station, we have a Secret Santa. I know you're only supposed to spend $10, but... you know,
up it to 1800 and we're good.
And we'll call it good. So lots of neat stuff out there, and people, and again, just because, we talk a lot about firearms. I think they're really cool. It's fun to, the training and everything we do with that. But, there's also a lot of other things that you're a big OC guy, pepper sprays.
Yeah.
Because there are lots of places we go that we can't.
Yeah. Without a doubt. It's a tool just like anything else. There's no one magic bullet, let's say, that will make you safe everywhere. Everything is just a tool. A blade, you're looking for a blade.
I want to get a new blade too.
Good blade. A blade is a tool. OC is a tool. There's some places where you can't legally carry a firearm. I've got friends that work in hospitals and stuff like that, but they can legally carry, depending on where, but they can legally carry OC.
Mm-hmm.
That's a viable option, right? I've been sprayed with it enough to know it's miserable. That's why I like it, but I absolutely hate it. The stuff is pretty miserable.
Yeah, and there's lots of things. I mean, for everyday carry, lots of things that you can do. Flashlight,
yep.
Blade, OC, firearm, basic hand skills. I mean, just about anything can be turned into a defensive weapon.
I'm pretty sure one of these mic stands could be a weapon if we really needed it. I don't want to break up your studio, but it's a nice studio, but you could use anything. The mindset is the most important. At the end of the day, the gear complements the mindset.
Yeah. Or makes it easier or more effective.
The hardest part is buying mindset and putting in a stocking for Christmas.
And that's where, and I get upset too when you look back where this country was many, many years ago. I think I brought this up the other day when I was hosting it too. My father tells a story. He was in a small town in Minnesota here that they would, by the coat rack at school, they had a gun rack because the guys would be bringing their 22s or their 20 gauge or 410 to school because on the way home they were shooting squirrels and rabbits and stuff for dinner, perhaps. And they just hung them on a hook and it was no big deal. I mean, there were schools that had, had a firearms class where they were shooting 22s in gym class. We don't teach our kids about firearms. I mean, one thing, they can play all the video games about it, but the second we get into a different scenario, you toy guns or whatever it is, but all of a sudden you get a Pop-Tart shaped like a gun. You point your finger at somebody, it's a gun. You make a slashing motion, it's a knife. We've created this schizo mentality about firearms that isn't true. And anybody who handles them or you train them, it's becoming aware of it and comfortable with it.
One of the things I do love seeing, though, is on college campuses, skeet shooting is becoming a huge sport now.
High school sport.
High school, you can actually get college sponsors from high school into brilliant. I mean, great way to get kids out there safely handling, being responsible gun owners. I mean,
I love it. It's a huge growing sport here, even in Minnesota, the trap teams and skeet teams in high school.
Yep.
And
I wish I would have gone to one of those.
Yeah, high schools. I wish. I checked the high school or in our school district. I don't think they have it yet, but there's one nearby that does. And I'm like, oh, let's get this thing going here. Get my daughter involved in that. But it's a wonderful opportunity, but it all comes down to that education and helping educate kids. Because even if you aren't, again, if you're listening to the show, you're probably like-minded, so this doesn't mean anything. But, you know, you have friends and neighbors who have kids that don't want anything to do with guns. But that conversation would be with them, you know, we do, and your neighbors on the other side do, and your neighbors across the street do. And what do you do with your kids when they go to somebody's house? I was mentioning this the other day. It all comes down to that mindset, that training, and you know, my family, my daughter said, anytime you want to look at anything I have, you just ask. And, yep. You know, now she sees Dad all the time. I mean, mine is on right up until the second I go to bed.
Well, being part of Armed American Radio, I'd hope you'd be caring.
I will neither confirm nor deny. But I everywhere that I can go, I never leave my cave without my club.
Amen.
To quote Mark, because... you just don't know. And after the situation I was in before, depending on what it was, you know, there's things you're not going to outdraw somebody who's already got a gun pointed at you, but maybe you don't get to that situation, or there's an opportunity then to level the playing field when something like that happens, and you're going to do what you need to do to protect yourself and your family. So we got just about a minute or so left here in the program, Peter. What haven't we covered? What do we need to cover?
Well, you mentioned video games, so I know there's actually... our emails and text messages have kind of been blowing up. So I know there's a couple counterterrorism agents out there listening right now, believe it or not, mostly on the East Coast, but Call of Duty does not count as training.
You are absolutely right about that. Still fun to play, though. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Thanks to Peter Johnson, Archway Defense. Find him on social media. I'm at Lee Michaels live on social media. Thanks to Mark Walters, the USCCA, Kevin Michalowski there, Tim Schmidt, and, of course, Sean back there at the Mothership Studios. You guys, stay aware, stay safe.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.